Spirit number 4. Hey, hey, sit down. Where are you going? Where are you going? Now, victory secret number 4 is called the secret in the sacrifice. Everybody say the secret in the sacrifice. So I was explaining to you in the first session that a secret, come and sit down. Hurry up. I was explaining to you that a secret is something you don't know. A secret is something that makes somebody successful that you are not aware about. And I remember I shared so many secrets with you, about 4 of them in the first session. Now, in this session, we are sharing the secret on sacrifice. Revelation chapter 5, verse 11. Revelation 5, verse 11. Listen, I believe God is going to bless us. Oh, I can't hear. I said, I believe God is going to bless us. When you sacrifice for the Lord, God will bless you. Revelation chapter 5, verse 11 said, and I beheld, and I heard a voice of the angels round about the throne, and the beast, and the elders. And the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000, and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb that was slain. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power, to receive riches, and wisdom, and strength, and honor, and glory, and blessing. May you receive these things in Jesus' name. May you receive power. May you receive riches. May you receive wisdom. May you receive strength. May you receive honor. May you receive glory. And may you receive blessings. Yeah. Listen, if you are going to walk with God, you have to sacrifice many things. Yes, that's the secret here. If you are ever going to be a successful person who will walk with Jesus Christ, who will walk with God, young boys and girls, you must sacrifice your worldly music. Yes. You must sacrifice the videos you watch. You must sacrifice your bad friends. There are a lot of things we have to sacrifice. And the earlier you sacrifice, the better it becomes for you. The victory secret, okay, the secret in the sacrifice. Every one of us here, we have something to sacrifice. I said, everyone. Hey, hey, hey. One chair, one bottles. One chair, one bottles. Hey, come and sit down quickly before I give you the microphone to preach. Where did you go? You went to the toilet. And then the toilet. Hallelujah. Yeah. Say, I will sacrifice something for the Lord. That boy, I'm not hearing. Say, I will sacrifice something for the Lord. Yeah. Listen, if you are going to do well in life, you have to sacrifice. Everybody is sacrificing something. Shall I say it again? Everybody you see who is doing well, who has done well, has sacrificed something. Put your hands together for Bishop Dagiwood Mills. Hey. Clap for Bishop Dagiwood Mills. Yeah. You must sacrifice something. If you don't sacrifice anything, you cannot get anything. How many of you have watched a Nigerian movie before? That somebody is looking for money. Then they say, bring somebody to sacrifice before you get the money. How many of you have seen something before? That's how life is. Life is about sacrificing things. And young people, for you to remain a Christian after 30 years, for you to remain a Christian after 20 years, 20 years from now, if you are ever going to still remain a Christian, then you must sacrifice your bad friends. You must sacrifice the pornography you watch. You must sacrifice this, your boyfriends and your girlfriends. You must sacrifice them. Yeah. You must sacrifice them. Yeah. Anything that is dear to you, God will require it one day. Yeah. One day God told Abraham, sacrifice your son. Sacrifice who? Your son. Which son did he sacrifice? Eh? Isaac. When they were going, Isaac was carrying the firewood. But he didn't know that he was the meat they are going to cut. Yeah. Let them sit on one chair. Hey. They should come. Thank you very much. Please sit here. Sit on this chair. Thank you very much. May you sacrifice something for the Lord. Well, I said, may you sacrifice something for the Lord. Now, when you sacrifice, there is a reward. And then, hey, hey, why are you lying down? Come on, get up. Why you have come for conference and you have laid a bed, you are sleeping. Who told you we do that at a conference? Stand up, this is an international conference. Go and look for a chair and sit down. Wear your shoe. You have eaten the banku finish, you are coming to sleep. Give him chair. Come and sit down and listen. Hey, come and sit here so that I'll be watching you. Where? You are asleep already. Something jijiu. Who told you? Hey, you boy, are you walking about rough, rough? Sit down. When you sacrifice something, you will get a reward. I say you will get a reward. Anybody who has sacrificed something for the Lord, God has rewarded the person. May the Lord reward you when you sacrifice for Him. Yeah. I'll show you 7 things you will get when you sacrifice for the Lord. Number one, when you sacrifice for the Lord, God is going to give you power. Everybody say power. Say power. Everybody wants power. Yeah. That is why in the morning you see people passing. Ayazu, Ayaza, Kokrodo, Kokrodo. It's all these people, they are looking for power. All these people, all these politicians, all these MPs, all this. Look, power is nice. Yeah. They are looking for power. And that power they are looking for, God will give it to you freely. Yeah. If you can sacrifice the things that are, hey, come, you come. Yes, come. No, sweetheart, not you. Blue, come. Where are you coming from? Which church?
South Odoko.
I've sacked you from the conference. Go home. I've sacked you. You beg. Where is it now? This is called the secret of what? Midstream correction. You say you are sorry, then you sit down. Some of you, if your father sack you, if he sack you, I'm going. I'll master kokoti. May you receive power. I can't feel that, but I said, may you receive power. You shall receive power over demons. Yeah. Some of you, when you sleep, what you dream about? Evil dreams. You dream that somebody has given you banku and tilapia, and you are eating in the dream, and you too, you are eating. One day, when I say one day, one day, A certain pastor was on radio. Then he said, do you want to know what the pastor said? When he finished preaching, he said, Sisiya, maybe a telephone, be a bit me afraid. 0220 400 telezello 11 fle. How many of you have been hearing those pastors? 0304411 tele fle. Everybody say fle. Then a certain woman called, and the woman said, prophet. Say yes, kasa. Prophet, mi pacho, mi ya seye mi ya. Then the prophet said, "Oya seye oya." Then the woman said, "Prophet, mi pacho." Then the prophet said, "Father, I break, I bind, I loose." Everybody say, "Father, I break, I bind, I loose." Then the prophet asked the woman, "Echo." Then the woman said, "Mbacho echo na saka kakra." Everybody say, "Hey, mbacho echo na saka kakra." Then the prophet said, "Father, I break, I break, I break." Say, "Father." What was the first prayer? Father, I break, I bind, I loose. Echo. I can't say. So what's the second prayer? Father, I break, I break, I break. Then prophet asked the woman, echo. Then the woman said, I that's wakaki twebi. Ever say, hey. Do you want to hear what the prophet said? The prophet said, "Mami, fansa, I'm off our line also, fansa, next caller." Everybody say next caller. Yeah. Only you, they have prayed for you 3 times. It's not going. But when you sacrifice these useless and filthy things you have, this boyfriend that is on your phone, you don't want to leave him. This boyfriend. Your math teacher is your boyfriend. As I. Your ICT teacher. Your ICT teacher. Sir Augustine. Sir Augustine is your boyfriend. You have to sacrifice the man. Sacrifice him. And God will give you power. Everybody say power. The second thing you get is called riches. Say riches. Who wants to be rich? Who wants to be rich? Hey, money is good. Everybody say money is good. Who said that? Oh yes. When I got here and I said money is good, this woman said, oh yes, money is good. Yeah, oh yes, money is good. Money is good. Hey. Do you know why your mothers, they keep long in the market? Your mother said she's going to the market. She went in the morning. Afternoon time, she came back in the evening. She said she's going to buy things to come and prepare food. She came back in the evening. Shall I show you why? Oh, you don't want to know? Do you want to know why your mother kept long? Okay. When she went to buy the tomatoes, she asked here, "Maybe I join toast near saying they say it's 20 cedis." Instead of her to buy, because she's looking for a cheap one to buy, she'll come and ask, "Maybe I join toast near saying 19 cedis, 50 pesos." Okay. "Maybe I join toast near saying 15 cedis, 40 pesos." "Maybe I join toast near saying 12 cedis, 70 pesos." "Maybe I join toast near saying 9 cedis, 40 pesos." And we say, "Where they are pro?" Say, "Maybe I join, mommy, where me enu?" So by the time she walk and come here, 1 hour. 1 hour. But the people who have money, how much is the tomatoes? Even those people, they buy their tomatoes in the mall. Yeah. On says, "I jollof now the coast school. In toast, I hear the jollof now. Pro." That's why when they teach maths, you don't understand. No?
Yeah. But God is giving you riches, 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 riches. Can I prophesy? Can I prophesy? This Christmas, your auntie will call you from Amanone. Oh, can I prophesy? Some people, you don't have aunties in Amanone, so you are not excited. And your auntie will ask you, what do you want for the Christmas? Hey, riches, 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 riches. And your auntie will ask you, will you like iPhone 15 Pro Max? Hey, receive it in Jesus' name. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Your auntie said, I've bought iPad. And I'm shipping it to Ghana. Your father will give it to you. And I've added. Then your auntie said that I've added $500. Dollars. Dollars. Oh, receive it in Jesus' name. Sacrifice, sacrifice, sacrifice that thing. Sacrifice the pornography. Yeah. Sacrifice the pornography. Sacrifice the masturbation. Ah! Utu-chu-kotsi. Asekeke. Pornography. Then you are watching like this. Ah, you have put cloth on yourself. Ukwa, ucheseya. Village girl. Ah. Anybody who masturbate, watch pornography at your age, you are having sex, you are a villager. We're a village girl. The assemblyman is your boyfriend. Ah! Assemblyman in your area is your boyfriend. Assemblyman is your boyfriend. Okay. Some of you, your boyfriends are Okada riders. Because the guy has motor.
100.
You had how much?
100.
100. Then when you look at your own, 11%. Hey! Receive wisdom in Jesus' name. I said receive wisdom in Jesus' name. Yeah. Sacrifice something for the Lord and God will bless you with wisdom. 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 One day, I went to write an exams. How many of you want to hear the story? Now, when we wrote the exams, we came out. Everybody said we came out. Then one of my classmates, sit well. One of my classmates said, Yima, question 11, what did you write? And I said, but question 11 is, she said, you are wrong. You are wrong. Question 11, the answer is on page 8. Hey! Then my heart started beating. Duga. Duga. I would say, Duga. Duga. Then she asked, question 3, what did you write? Oh, I said, question 3. When you see question 3, she said, you are wrong. Question 3, the answer is on page 5. Everybody said that my heart was doing Bruga, Bruga, Bruga. So my face changed. Then another classmate came. She said, what's wrong with you? I said, oh, the exams we just wrote. This girl asked me, what did I write? And I said this. And she said, I'm wrong. She said, that girl who said you are wrong, is she the marking scheme? I said, no, but he said, so why are you worried? Come and let's go. So the girl held my hand like this and said, let's go. Then we went. When they released the results, so we wrote 6 papers, 6 different subjects. When we released that, when the results were released, I called our sister, the marking scheme. You remember that sister? I said, oh, what did you get? She said, oh, me, I've not checked my results yet. Everyone say, I've not checked my results yet. So when I checked mine, 6 subjects, I had 4 A's and 2 B's. Everyone say, 4 A's and 2 B's. Later, when we ask, the sister, she has failed all the 6 subjects. All the six. May the Lord bless you with wisdom. I said, may the Lord bless you with wisdom. Next one, strength. Say strength. Say strength. Yeah. Strength. May you have strength. May you be strong. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord. Be strong. And in the power of his might. Be strong. You will be strong. You will be a strong Christian. Yeah. Yeah. All this, when you sacrifice, these are the things you get. The next thing you get is that you will receive honor. Ever say honor? Say honor. People will honor you. Yeah. God will cause people to honor you. When people see you, they salute you. Oh, please, good morning. Please, good afternoon. Yeah. As we were here in the morning and we were preaching, when we finished preaching, a certain bishop called me. Then he said, Reverend Ike, I'm looking for you. I said, yes, Bishop. I said, why? He said, I want to do A, B, C, D. And I think that you are the one who can help me. Can you? You will receive Anna. Big people will call you. Important people will call you. Up until now, the people who call you, hey. Out. Go out. Please. I'm sorry. Apple to now, the people who call you, they are mobile Momo scammers. They are the people who call you. Sister Pacho, my friend, my son, 2000. Yeah. But you receive calls from important people. Well, I say you receive calls from important people. I say you receive calls from important people. Yeah. You receive Anna. Yeah. This year, Pastor Peter. I was with Pastor Peter. We went to Kumasi to go and have a camp for a certain church. The church is not our church. It's not UD church. It's not the Lighthouse church. As we had the camp, first day, second day, third day, then the bishop of the church came for the camp. When he came for the camp, he came to talk like the way Bishop Kweku talked to us. Then when he finished, he prayed for me. When he prayed for me, then I asked him that. Why did you call me? I don't know you. How come you invited me? Then he said, oh, the church is in Kumasi. He said, enye una, Bishop Okoyienu, una ukasa awo, eyinu mo, etina mi fre uno. Yeah. May you receive Anna. When you are coming, your classmate will give you way. Yeah, one time I was there, my classmate called me. He said, Reverend. My classmate, they call me Reverend. Classmate, do you know classmate? Yeah. There was I have a certain classmate. Class 5, class 6, form 1, form 2, form 3. We used to fight. Hey! The father was a police officer. We could fight, then the father would come to the school. Charlie put this off. It's making me shout. The girl, I could fight her. I had to fight. Some of you thought that when they born me, I came with microphone and I was preaching. No. I used to fight. The girl, she doesn't like me. I also don't like her. What was the problem? She is the only one who understands French small in the class. And I sit with her. This French teacher came, he was speaking French. And I said, what is the meaning of what the teacher was saying? She didn't tell me. That day, we started quarreling. I stopped sitting with her. Fight until we got to Form 3. After secondary school, after university. Look, when she calls me Bishop. Now she calls me Bishop. Yeah. This year, I was there, she called me. She said, I applied to the law school and I had admission. I'll be starting the school on Monday, but I want you to pray for me. And I said, oh, Sunday, I'll be in the meeting late. He said, yes, I'll wait. Even if it is 12 a.m. and you call me, I'll be awake for you to pray for me before I start my law school. This is somebody I used to fight with. May your class, may you receive Anna, 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 Anna. Yeah. Yeah. When I was in secondary school, I had classmates. Hey, they used to laugh at us when we are praying. There was one guy, he'll come enter the the room where we are praying and say, shabalabalabalabala. Then he rap. Then he ran away. Hey, we don't know. Shabalabalabala. Then ran away. And I said, you this guy, I'll show you Pepe. Everybody said, I'll show you Pepe. After secondary school, university, we completed school, everything. Last year, was it last year or last 2 years? I was in Kumasi. I was preaching in one of our churches there. When I finished preaching and I got to my hotel room, then this guy, he called me. He said, oh, Reverend. The guy who used to laugh at us. Now he said, Reverend. I said, yes. He said, please, I have a lot of problems. And I want you to pray with me. I said, eh. He said, yes, please. I said, what are the problems? He mentioned plenty things. I said, I'll call you. Then when I was about to sleep, I told him that, hey, I'll call you. I told that your problems, eh, it's only midnight that we'll pray. Then he said, yes, please. So midnight, I set my alarm around 12. I called him at midnight, then I woke him up. I told him that I've given him the prayer topic. I'm praying with him. When I gave him, I told him he shouldn't sleep. He should be praying. When I gave him the prayer topic, then I went back to sleep. Yeah, he should be awake. He should be awake. He should, but after laughing at us, he should be awake. He should be awake. He should be awake. May you receive honor in Jesus' name. The next one is glory. Say glory. Glory makes you beautiful. It's, the Greek word for glory is doxa. Everybody say doxa. Yeah. May you be beautiful. As you serve the Lord, you'll be beautiful. Oh, I said as you serve the Lord, you'll be beautiful. In the name of Jesus. Yeah. You'll be beautiful. When people see you, you'll be attractive. You'll be attracted to people. Yeah. Yeah. One of the prayers I used to pray is that, Lord, may I be attracted to young people. When young people see me, may they be happy. It's one of the prayers I pray. When I see young people, may I be happy. When young people see me, may they be happy. You will receive glory. If you can sacrifice that thing, you shall receive glory. And the last thing you receive is blessing. Say blessing. Say blessing. Oh, you are not saying it was. Say, I will receive blessing. How many of you want to be blessed? Yeah. Yeah. You'll be blessed. Your children will be blessed. Yeah. I said, your children will be blessed. When it's time to marry, you marry. Yeah. Yeah. When I was getting married, it was nice. Yeah. So nice. One of the common things I heard on my phone was Momo Alert when I was about to get married. A day, plenty. The people were sending them, and I don't even know them. The people who followed me, the groomsmen, they were 20. Yeah. The bridesmaid who followed my wife, they were 20. So that was what? 42. 42. Flower girls, they were 7. Page boys. 7. Little bride. The whole bridal team, we were 62. If you don't come, crowd, the church will be full. If you don't come for the wedding, we will not even notice your absence.
Yeah. On top of it, Auntie Mommy came to cut my cake for me. What a blessing. What a blessing. You receive a blessing. Yeah. Don't, you see, don't give yourself to that foolish boy who will impregnate you. Then now you can't come to church. Now we are forcing you to marry the boy in an uncompleted building. And then you say, oh, it's a humble beginning. It's your foolishness. It's not a humble beginning. That one is not a humble beginning. It's a foolishness beginning. At the age of 13, they have impregnated you. Somebody that they buy Pepsodent for him to brush his teeth. That one too say he has fallen in love. May you sacrifice all these foolish things in Jesus' name. I say sacrifice them in Jesus' name.
Yeah. Yeah.
The secret in the sacrifice. You shall sacrifice whatever you have for the Lord. Hallelujah. South Odoko, are you ready? Now, South Odoko, I'm giving you 5 minutes to give us, are they singing or dancing?
Singing.
So you give us 5 minutes ministration. I come again, another group will come again. And I would like to pray for all of you.
Wow.
I want to lay my hands on you. Wow. Yeah. Any form of addiction that you have, it will leave you. But the time, look, I want to anoint every one of you. Yeah. Before we meet next year, you will be an anointed child. Yeah. Give me Exodus chapter 2 verse 2. Bible says that when Moses was born, his parents saw that he was a goodly child. And the woman conceived and bore a son. And when she saw him, that he was a goodly child, she hid him 3 months. 3 months. I'm about to anoint you. And one of the prayers I'm about to pray for you is that may the spirit of death. You see, Christmas, a lot of accidents. A lot of accidents. Election, you will be hearing that if this person is lost, but minus you in Jesus' name. I said minus you in Jesus' name. Listen, we are in this church. You become a lawyer. You become an accountant. You become a doctor. You become an architect. You become a nurse. You become a pastor. We are here. You become a soldier. We are here. We are here. South Odoko to the stage. Put your hands together and let's welcome South Odoko. If your 5 minutes is up, I'm coming to collect my microphone. Clap and let's welcome South Odoko. Your 5 minutes will go up. Oh, hurry up. We do another one.